Good evening. This is Ifeah Wangaza, chair of the America Affiliate Task Force, calling to order our meeting of Thursday, March 12th, 2009. And I want to say welcome to all of the affiliates who took us up on our invitation to an open mic to participate in this evening's, the first portion of this evening's meeting, and to the task force members who steadfast and hardworking continue to hang in there and keep us moving forward. I especially want to thank Ursula and Teresa for the administrative work that they've done in making sure that tonight happens, and I can't overstate how much I appreciate it and how necessary their assistance was in making sure that that happened. Especially Ursula's outreach to other affiliates to ensure broader participation. Ursula, what is the mute? Is it #1 for this system?
I don't know. I'm sorry. John, do you know? I have a mute button on my phone. So does anybody know what mute is?
Well, this is Teresa. It's always been #1 unless something's changed.
Okay. Well, anyone with sound in their environment, if they would mute themselves, it would be helpful to the rest of us. That, again, is #1. I'd like to begin first with just a kind of round robin of who all's here. I'm not sure that the best way is to call the roll, although that's probably the easiest and most orderly way of doing it.
You want me to do that?
Yes, if you would.
Shonda Hoffman?
Here.
All right.
If you would, excuse me, if you would also say your station.
Oh, sure. Shonda Hoffman, KPFA Local Station Board, Berkeley, California.
Okay. Sherry Gendelman? Okay. Joe Wanzala? Okay. Alan Minsky?
Here.
All right. Jan Goodman.
Alan is with KPFK.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Jan Goodman. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here from WBAI in New York.
All right.
Sean, may I ask you while I have you on the phone, did you ask for, did you have an excused absence at the last meeting?
No.
Okay, fine. Carolyn Burden. Okay, I don't hear here. Nia Bidiaco?
Here, WBAI.
Thank you. Vajra Kilgore?
Here, WBAI.
Okay, thank you. Teresa Allen is here. George Ryder? I did not hear him respond. Sandra Rawline? Okay, Deb Shafto? Is there anyone here from WPFW? Oh, this is Teresa Allen. I'm with KPFT in Houston. Sorry. Anyone here from WPFW? Okay.
George is on the governance meeting, which is meeting
here
at the same
WSLR.
Time.
WSLR.
WSLR. David Beaton is here. Ifeah Wangaza?
Here, WMXT, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Dina Colbert?
Here, WBAI, New York City.
Ursula Rudenberg.
Here, New York City, affiliates office.
Okay. Rip Robbins. Okay. I'm not here. That's everyone that I have listed that is an official member of the task force.
Okay. So, I wanted to thank you, Ursula, for sending out the introductory or for some reminder material for others of us. I thought that it gave a very good framework for being able to form a baseline for tonight's discussion, and that is looking at what is the history of the task force and the purpose of the task force. If I could get one of the someone to volunteer to do a 2-minute history, a task force member to do a 2-minute history and of the task force, and a second person to do a 2-minute summary of the purpose, then open the floor up for discussion. I would appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, could you repeat that one more time for the minutes?
I will email you for the minutes. I'm not going to take time here.
Fine. Thank you.
This is Dina. I'll be glad to give a brief history of the Pacifica Task Force.
Thank you.
Point of order for a second, please. Could Ursula please email that to me? Because I don't have it.
I'm sorry.
Email you what?
Whatever she just said was sent out. I did not get it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, this is Vajra. I also did not get it or any
notice. Vajra, if you would send me your email address at ursula@pacifica.org, I'll put you on the listserv. I don't know why, Mia, you didn't get it, but I'll double check that. But Vajra, if you send me your email, I'll put you on the listserv.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
As the interim Pacifica National Board formed in 2001, I was asked to participate on setting up the affiliate task force, and I met at the Grassroots Radio Conference that summer and listened primarily to the needs and wants of the affiliates. And based on that, I reported back to Dan Coughlin the need to do a survey, and we hired Ursula to do an initial survey of affiliates to determine what the needs were, where they were, whether they would reconsider rejoining. There were a bunch of questions. We wanted to get, and there's an analysis of that on the affiliate network that you can look at.
PacificaNetwork.org.
I'm sorry, PacificaNetwork.org. So at every GRC and NFCB, Pacifica had a presence thereafter, and we met collectively with affiliates, and it was would be at those conferences primarily that we had the face-to-face meetings with the affiliates. Several trips were made to do outreach for affiliates in key locations. I made one trip prior to Ursula coming on board, and Ursula made at least one trip that I know of. Both of those trips resulted in bringing affiliates on board. And we listened and decided to build a collective reemergence of the affiliates with Pacifica. And the rest of the history is really written on the task force, and it can go forth. But so we reconnected with the affiliates starting in 2001, and this is 2009, and there was a program that was the PACE program. Or PACE program, Ursula, what was the name of it?
PACE.
PACE. The Pacifica Affiliate Coordinated, I forget what it, what does it stand for?
I don't remember.
I know. But anyway, it's written and you can read it. So what we got was basically what our mission was and what we wanted to go forth with. And each year we have met with the affiliates in person to get a reading on both what their needs are and to also find out what Pacifico was doing. So there's been a back and forth coordination that's taken place. And I think that's all I want to do. You asked for 2 minutes. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. A two-minute summary of the purpose of the task force. I'm not sure you didn't do that in the history itself, but if there's someone who would be willing to just kind of reemphasize it, that would be helpful.
This is Teresa. I'd hate to try to do it, but I know that in some of the paperwork that, I mean, the emails that Ursula sent out, it was listed really clearly there what we do. And there were a number of points. I'd hate to try to even attempt it. So maybe
well,
someone else
is,
wants that.
Well, this is Ursula. I can say something if nobody else wants to.
Please.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ursula.
The task force is a an arm of the Pacifica National Board, and it includes representatives of the National Board, the affiliate directors, local station board members, and other volunteers who just want to be involved. Rip Robbins is an affiliate director alum, and he continues to meet with this task force. So there are some people who just have a history and are interested in working with the task force. The major purpose of the task force is to discuss policy regarding the affiliates program and to try to help bring issues of the affiliates program to the Pacifica National Board. And a long-range goal would be to bring it to the local station boards as well. And one of the primary functions that served in past years is to help make budgets, which is kind of where policy and management intersect with reality. And so a lot of times it's been a budget-making process. Afia, I'll let you take it from there since you're the chair, if there's anything I missed.
Well, I think that that's adequate, and especially in light of the fact that we're going to be talking more about both of those as we go further into the discussion this evening. I don't want to eat up all of the time from our guests, but I did want some kind of starting baseline. So at this point, let's, if the affiliates who joined us this evening would talk about the where they see the affiliates task force being, what they would like to see us doing, what issues that they think we ought to be advancing, questions we ought to be raising, then that would be helpful. So just kind of...
Excuse me, Sophia?
Yes.
Could you ask for folks to identify themselves? I don't think we know anymore who's really has joined us.
As you speak, please do.
I'm Heather Gray here with WRFG in Atlanta, chair of the board.
WRFG?
Radio Free Georgia, right.
Did you want to talk about your relationship with Pacifica? Thank you for being on, and it would be very helpful if you would talk about your feelings about relationship with Pacifica and how you think it might be improved.
Well, first of all, I need to say that with WRG, we're now in our 32nd year, but We always are telling people in Atlanta that we're a Pacifica affiliate. We're so proud of this. You know, the Pacifica programs we have are really popular in Atlanta and here in this very conservative city, basically. You know, it's just, we're just, I always feel, I mean, I am chair of the board, but I know that we're a beacon of light for so many folks who just don't get this information anywhere else. And WRFG is the only community radio station really in the Black Belt South. I mean, we have the station in New Orleans, but it's a jazz station primarily. So we're kind of it right here. And so we're real proud of that. But I think as far as assistance, Ursula and I have been talking about this, it would be so helpful if we could share information with other affiliated stations about what they do about fundraising, what they're doing on underwriting, how they do it. The other thing that I think would really be great, if we could have more of a national focus on some particular issues. I know the Pacifica will come together around reporting on the elections or when the U.S. chooses to go to war and so forth, but I think it would really be helpful if we could have some kind of unity on some other critical issues that we face in this country. Programs on housing, on employment, something that we know where there's kind of a unified voice, I think would be really, really helpful. So I mean, anybody ask me any questions, there's probably a lot I could say, but I don't know where exactly to go with this. But I will say that we just so appreciate being affiliated with Pacifica. We've had a struggle here in Atlanta with our radio station for the past 6 years. We were needing to raise money to move our tower. We had moved to a new tower. We had a temporary permit with the FCC for a while. We managed to do that, but we had to also reduce our capacity to 70% for about 5 or 6 years, which made it really difficult for us. But we moved. We raised our money. I want to tell you all, in the midst of this really bad economy, as we're working now to outreach to expand our audience to more ethnic groups in the city, we had a bit of a cash flow a few weeks ago. And our plan, I was telling Ursula about this, but our plan was to raise $20,000 in 10 days. Well, in less than 10 days, we raised $51,000.
Wow.
So, and you know, the thing that was exciting for us is that we were hearing from, and we sent some money to Pacifica as well. I want you all to know last week, but we heard from new people, and we've been trying to outreach to folks. And our producers were telling us they were hearing from new folks, so that was just really exciting for us. We don't know how this is going to pan out in our next marathon, but we were really optimistic about what happened just a couple of weeks ago.
How do you account for it?
How do I account for what, sorry?
For the new people, were there programming changes?
Well, we have expanded our public affairs, but for one, when we went up in power, when we moved our antenna to a new tower, there were a lot of shadows in the city from where we were previously. And the fact that we were at 70% of our 100,000-watt capacity, that all changed when we moved. So now Atlanta, or WRG, is reaching out sometimes almost to the border of Alabama. But the shadows that we had are no longer there now. So people are able to pick us up in where they were not able to in the past. And they can also leave their car and go into their homes and hear us. But we've also been doing mailings. We've been doing some targeted outreach. And we need to do more of it, I know. But so we're thinking that some of this has actually worked. So I'm really cautiously optimistic but nervous about the economy. And so I think this is where a unified and collaborative effort, I think, would really help us, and to really have more discussions about what people are doing as far as fundraising and their fund drives are concerned would really be helpful. Now, I know that a lot that the Pacifica stations are not underwriting, but we can underwrite. But we always have a lot of questions about this, too, and it would really be helpful to talk with other radio stations about that.
That's great. Are you all generally meeting your income goals?
Well, we have a relatively small budget, I guess. Our budget is $300,000. We'd like to now work on increasing that now that our signal is better. But yeah, I mean, all these many years we've managed to reach it. It's never been real easy. I mean, Atlanta is not the most progressive city in the U.S., but we've met it, but it's never been real easy. We need to do better on everything. And we are trying to. We're wanting to move into a strategic planning process to also expand our income if we can. So we're looking for more grants. We're wanting to expand our arts funding as well. WRFG has, as far as our music and cultural expressions, we have almost everything that came out of the South: our blues, jazz, bluegrass. And then all kinds of stuff from the music and culture from the African diaspora generally. We have, quite a bit from the Caribbean on our station. So I don't know if that answers your question. I'll say, yeah, we've made our budget, but it's a struggle. We want to do better.
Wow.
That's exciting. Go ahead.
Excuse me, this is Ursula. I just... want to give a cautionary note. I assured several people that I think have called in that this call won't be a huge time commitment, so it might be a good idea to get an overview of how many people we have on the call to speak so we make sure they get a chance to speak if they have to leave early.
Next, whoever wants to, the floor, it's open.
Well, this is the secretary. I'm not sure who's on the call, so could I ask who can people just name their names if they are an affiliate person that's here, so we get an idea?
Well, is there an affiliate that wants to speak at this time?
Sure, I'll go ahead. This is Jamie Hoover at KUGS in Bellingham, Washington.
Thank you.
Sure. And I'm probably coming from a different perspective. I'm a university station that's student-operated, so I'm the only non-student. I have 8 student managers who are here 15 hours a week, and we maintain and have been a Pacifica affiliate since 1998. So we do Pacifica programming. I also use it as an educational opportunity. I'm not affiliated with curriculum, so all of our training happens up here, and we train about 120 students a year, and they all come through our news and public affairs programming to do that. So I appreciate what Pacifica does for us through especially AudioPort, because it's a good way for us to train for the model of sound that we want for our public affairs. And we can take the students through those processes and utilize AudioPort. We use it for our programming. So I really appreciate what's being done, and any upgrades for that would be great for us. So I just want to say thanks, and from a different perspective for radio.
Tell me, in the way of upgrades, what kind of upgrading would you consider effective or needed at this point?
Well, I think probably things that maybe a more searchable database for us. I mean, I think it functions well for us now, but anything that could be able for affiliates to upload in an easier way, or for producers to upload, I think that, and for us to download, I think it would be great. So right now, as I said, it functions for us, but if there's upgrades that could be done, that'd be awesome too.
Okay. That is one of the items on the agenda, and maybe David Beaton will get to talk about some of the thinking that he's been doing about that and that he has raised with the board.
Great. Yeah, but I just want to say that, because we're the only station that people can get a progressive viewpoint. There's three National Public Radio affiliates that are translators in our area, and we're the only locally owned station in the area. It really is a benefit for our community to be able to present these programs. So we really appreciate the opportunity to be involved, too. And we're proud of being an affiliate. We always let people know that.
Tell me, given the fact that you have, you're training students, what is the likelihood or the possibility of those students being also able to work with Pacifica, particularly, say, with the archives or interning with Pacifica, the network in various ways?
Oh, I think that that would be great. I think that, I mean, that's one of my kind of objectives for students to come through to understand how community radio works in general. If when they leave college, that they go back to the community that they came from or go to new communities, that those opportunities are available and they can come in with a skill set to offer a station as a volunteer or as an intern or any of those possibilities. So I think this is great. In fact, I have several students right now who are thinking about archival studies and how can they incorporate that radio experience in archives.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another affiliate that would talk about what's going on at your station?
I forwarded you a ton of links about her, but I'll do it again. Bye-bye.
Maybe Jamie?
Yes.
Say something to Jamie. Jamie, this is Teresa Allen. You know, Pacifica has a wonderful archives, and it has an archives task force, and if your students wanted to join that task force, it might be useful to them.
Okay, great. Good, because I do have some students who are actually looking at graduate school and graduate programs and thinking about archival studies and doing audio recording as part of their project, so they're looking at ways to incorporate that.
I will get your contact information from Ursula.
Oh, great.
With you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Another affiliate? Well, I must say this has just been fabulous. It's really been exciting. I've looked forward to it. Alan, did you have to drop off already?
Thank you. I was about to look for a space to punch in. I'm going to be gone for 20 minutes, and I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Okay.
About 25 minutes at most, okay? Go take listener calls on KPFK. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. See you in a few
minutes. Okay. Okay. Did we have any more affiliates that are on that want to share what's going on at your station?
Hi, excuse me, this is Fajra. I actually, there's a conflict. There's a governance committee call, and I'm going to have to go.
Okay. Do you have a couple? 2 minutes that you could just talk a little bit. Oh, well, you're a network person, so.
Right.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Okay, thank you.
I really appreciate that. Look forward to your participating next month.
Okay, great, thanks. And I'll be on the list. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Super.
This is Mia. I have to also to go to governance.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Marianne, are you still here? Marianne? Sounds like she left.
Ursula, I'm on. This is Grace.
Hello? Hi, Grace. Hi.
I have to switch back and forth from this
me?
Committee to governance. But I'm here for a few minutes.
Well, super. In fact, I was going to, this is EPA, I was going to raise with the committee the consideration of inviting you to come on and as a guest for one of our upcoming meetings.
Sure.
So,
yes, I'd love to.
Good. Okay. I won't spring it on you tonight since we haven't talked about it and you haven't had a chance to think about it, but put it on your list. I know you're head over heels with stuff, but...
Yeah, but I think the affiliates are really, I think it's a fabulous program. I think it adds so much to Pacifica. And it gets us to all those places that are not in the major media centers. Some are, of course. Some affiliates are in major media centers. But how else are we going to get into the red states unless we become so incredibly prosperous at Pacifica that we can buy more stations, which would be great. But I think maybe if we had the money, it'd be better to put it into the affiliate network.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely, absolutely. It would make the network itself stronger.
Wanted to check in with me, and I can't take it off of me.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's exciting to hear people from all these local stations.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Are we asking Grace to make a statement in the context of our strategic planning meeting with the affiliates that are visiting with us?
No, she's just sharing her thoughts as having accepted our invitation to visit with us tonight for the first part of our meeting, and we will set up another time when we can have a more formal discussion.
Yeah, I actually have to. I can give it a couple of more minutes, but then I've got to check in on what the governance committee meeting is doing. But if there's a particularly boring item on their agenda, I'll pop back in to listen to you guys.
Okay. Pardon me, but does anybody know if the governance committee intends to continue their meetings on the same night as affiliates?
I have no idea.
Who's the chair? George is the chair of that committee. So
I'll have to talk to George.
We can email him and find out what his thinking is.
Hello?
So, okay, hello?
Oh, you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Who's there?
This is Marianne from KMUD. I just couldn't get myself off of mute.
Wow.
But I am still here.
Oh, great. Okay, so would you tell us what's going on at KMUD and what you think about the Pacifica KMUD relationship and how we can make it better?
If I knew, I would have thought about this a whole lot more and been more prepared. I really appreciate being a Pacifica affiliate, and like the other person had said, the audio port is gold as far as what we use, and keeping up with what programs, what new programs are coming up. I like that. It seems like AudioPort's picking up things that aren't even affiliated with Pacifica, like Unwelcome Guest and Between the Lines, and I appreciate that also, even though I was getting programming from Radio for All also. But I do, AudioPort is just always full of stuff that I love picking up, and things I can't pick up somewhere else. I know I could always get it on AudioPort. The national programming is also something that is vital here. I'll always pick up the national program, Pacifica's program, before I'll pick up anything else, national issues. So I really appreciate having that available to me. As far as I must not be on an affiliate listserv, because as far as the politics and the policies and stuff that you guys are doing with that, I'm not up on that at all. So I probably need to get on the affiliates listserv. I'm only on the Pacifica announced one.
And
that stuff I'm very interested in, because I think we do have such a strong network of people across the nation with all the same problems. You know, I love being able to connect with people that I only get to do during our conferences, the grassroots or the NSCB. So having to be on a listserv where, you know, someone is dealing with or, you know, trying not to recreate the wheel, to be able to communicate with other people that have dealt with the same problems and paperwork they've generated. So I'm not struggling on that. There's little things of connecting with just the affiliates on more of a regular basis would be handy, but that may just be the listserv that I need to connect with.
Right. Well, you should email Ursula a request, and she'll do the magic to make that happen.
Okay.
Hello, folks. John Murphy checking in from WSFS.
Hi, John.
Hi. Good. Hello there. Greetings.
Greetings. We're just kind of, Robin, an open mic for affiliates to talk about the affiliate Pacifica relationship and how it can be improved and strengthened. So, wait a minute, Kamara, were you finished?
Yeah, I'm pretty much finished. Thanks.
Tell me something. Let me ask you a quick question, and that is that everybody is kind of trying to figure out the impact of the economy. Is it having a detrimental impact on you all?
Not as much as others because of the ruralness and because of kind of an underground economy we got going on here. As far as our pledge drives, we've seen them waver a bit, but we've made it up with just kind of quiet little, you know, okay, we're kind of still pledging, trying to meet our goal for another day or two, and we'll get our goal. So it's, I don't think that we have felt it as much as other people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, John, what's up with you?
Well, we've been a Pacific affiliate for over 30 years now, and we're very proud to be connected that we've been doing democracy now for a number of years throughout the week. And our position now is we're trying to find ways to partner with stations, and that's where I was very excited about Ursula's efforts to try to network affiliates more or to share resources or find a way to do more with what we already have and to leverage each other's assets. I think it's a really good time to experiment when we're trying to figure out solutions to these problems. And I really think she's done a great job at least communicating with me some ideas about how we might identify a small group to test out some models and try some experiments that might be shared with others later to see if we can figure out sustainability at the local level and have stations try to support themselves collectively and not take anything away from anything at the national level, but to leverage locally what we can. And I think with what's going on politically now, Pacifica is more important than ever in terms of getting these programs on. So I'm very happy to be in this, and I hope we can find new ways to do the old things.
Great. Okay. I'm interested in the effort to, one of the things that the board is talking about is how do we find, looking for national programming. And I'm anxious to make sure that when we're thinking about developing national programming, not only it's the are the needs of the of affiliates considered, but also the contributions of affiliates, the potential, the various programs that go on across the country, and being able to give national visibility to locally generated programs. What is your thinking in that regard, and what do you see as possibilities?
Well, I think some of that happens now with, for example, Sprouts. Dori Smith has a program on our station at WHUS, and she's getting it out now. So anything that can be used to share local stories, to share them with other stations, or to localize a national story, or to share, you know, similar issues would be great. And I think there's producers that would love the exposure. I don't know about the logistics of it, but I think it's a great idea.
Whoever has applause going on in their background, please mute pound pound one.
Yeah.
And to get back on is pound pound one again.
I just want to ask, when you were talking about national programs, and the Sprouts was brought up, which I know is a really great program. But what else are you talking about in terms of national programs?
Well, I don't. There's no clear.
Is that Heather or Marianne asking?
No, that's Heather.
Okay.
There's not a real clear idea of what that's going to wind up or can wind up looking like, and that's why I'm raising it here, so that as the conversation evolves, then I can make sure and David can make sure that the perspectives or the thinking of affiliates is a part of the mix.
Yeah.
Isn't
Mitch Jezerich?
Yes, thank you. I'm reversing it. Isn't he doing a national program right now?
First 100 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
should we be doing, should we be thinking of, it's not so much the news, but, you know, it seems that one of the, this is Heather, actually, it seems that one of the concerns we have in America is the need for job creation. You know, we've lost all of our jobs. It always amazes me. That's one of the things that really never comes out when we talk about home foreclosures and things like this, because the jobs are not there. We've lost our middle-income jobs, right? And I know that one of the efforts in America right now, or at least through the Obama administration, is to explore the possibility of jobs coming from a green industry. Is this something that a lot of us should begin looking at? I don't know how that would come out in a national program, but it seems to me that that's something that we should all be exploring in some way.
May I make a statement?
Please.
I don't know whether there's some way. I mean, obviously, when I read Pacifica Announced, I get lots of ideas, and I'm thinking, I'd like that program. And if I were a program director, you know, I'd be pulling things that I see to use in different, you know, ways, you know, cutting and pasting programs, you know, as there are openings. So I find Pacific Announced very, very stimulating. I'm wondering if we had a way for affiliates to articulate and say, you know, we would like a series on environmental issues, like FSRN just finished kind of a series of environmental, which was very interesting, and I said, I want more. If they said, you know, we want that, if somebody might rise to the occasion and create it, or if they said, you know, we'd like something on the stimulus package and how it impacts different groups like women, or if they articulated that maybe people might think that might generate a program in some way, especially if they were willing to collaborate, like what we did with this last, with the inauguration. I think there was a show that had much more affiliate participation than it had before.
I think that as affiliates, I really like the idea of asking affiliates for their ideas on what can be done. But as affiliates and as progressives, we will invariably take something other than the status quo. I mean, at WRFG, well, Ursula knows, in my work, I'm involved in the business of cooperative development. So we have a program at WRFG on cooperatives, but it's produced in Canada. There's not anything produced on cooperatives in the United States that we can find. So we're talking about in Atlanta developing a program on cooperative economic development that will be produced here that we're hoping, I mean, this is wishful thinking, but, you know, that maybe this program could go nationally too. But there's just so much out there, I think, that we can explore. We've really got to take advantage. I mean, National Public Radio today did something on a program that where folks were just disgusted with this so-called traditional free market economy, and folks are exploring other ways of looking at the economy. Well, that's something that we should be doing, right? That's for us to be talking about and to really be pushing, I think. So anyway, I guess what I'm saying is I really like the idea of putting a call out for what affiliates think some national programs could and should be, and the idea of having a series on some things on the environment or something like that would I think be an excellent idea.
I think one thing you touched on, that was just Heather, right? Heather?
Yeah, it's Heather, right.
One thing I've been talking to Ursula about is trying to develop models for stations to do local fundraising in a cooperative way with their communities apart from on-air things, off-air fundraising, and the idea of programming that would tell stories about cooperative efforts or how stations were able to stay stable financially or grow without the usual sources of revenue. Could be a very good story to tack on to any local success stories. And I think all these affiliates are figuring out, how do we maintain ourselves, how do we grow without doing the pledge drives from hell forever? What else can we do? And partnering with local communities is something that our station has experimented with, and we have some tests that we've tried, and I would love to find other stations willing to try these approaches as well, and then share the stories.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
This is Teresa. Some of what there's a group of people who have applied for radio licenses, and they've had those kinds of meetings where they do telephone conferences.
Yeah.
And Ursula was involved in it, and then they kind of got their wings, and they've been flying on their own. But they've brought in people. Ursula helped introduce them to people that had the skills to kind of be brought in as a consultant to be on the call and say, well, this is how we've done it. This is how we've done fundraising or major donors work or whatever.
Actually, Teresa, the calls are still going on.
I know it's still going on.
I'm still involved. We just spent last Monday looking through maybe about 25 different program grids online and discussed them. So they still continue.
That's great.
We could do the same thing for stations that wanted to do that, affiliate stations that are not stations to be, but actually real stations that wanted to do those kind of telephone conferences. We can help facilitate that, maybe.
That'd be great.
Maybe.
Hello. This is Marianne from KMED. Hey, I love the idea of cooperating with the national programs. I like Jeremy Alderson, who does the homelessness marathon. He is wanting to head in that direction, too, for different states to create their own information on what's happening with homeless in their state and then attaching it to his 14-hour marathon. But one of the problems that I have here is it's not a problem, but it is with national, when I'm trying to pick up national program, is the local issue. We're very local. Everything's, so much local. So when I get kind of smacked around if I want to pick up too much that I think is important on a national issue, but I'm picking up Pacifica as opposed to going out and finding someone within my community who is an excellent person on it and can do a local piece on it. So I like the idea of taking on an issue like employment or poverty and getting the stories from all over the country and piecing it together. I think that's a great way not to connect us all together and also connect a local community nationally so they would be a part of this other program that's going off and they'd be more apt to appreciate it and participate.
Yeah, I just want to mention something else along this line. I think that one of the roles that Pacifica affiliate stations and also just Pacifica itself really is, as I was saying earlier, to sort of take the counter position to what the status quo seems to be on certain issues, like on immigration, for example. I don't know if we've really taken this issue of immigration and the problems that a lot of the folks who are coming across the Mexican border have in the United States. And there are different spins that we can take on this. I think it might be interesting for us to look at some of these critical issues. And I need to tell you all that, I'm in the business of cooperative development and I work with farmers. And what we found is that with the Mexicans coming and more Africans coming and more people coming from Central America, that this is providing opportunities for our farmers because they're bringing in whole new ideas for markets. Chilies for the Mexican food, goats. The goat market for Africans and Central Americans and Mexicans who eat goat. I mean, there are opportunities that are being afforded with this. Anyway, I'm just bringing that up because it's another spin. I think there are all kinds of ways that we can counter some of these negative things out there in the mainstream media and do it on a national scope that also affects us locally. So I'm just using that as an example, just as food for thought. I don't know if I'm getting anywhere on that or pretty, if that made sense, but.
Sounds good to me.
Right, okay. I mean, I work with black farmers, okay? So our black farmers, a lot of our black farmers are learning Spanish now so they can work with these Mexican workers who are working on their farms. And that's not getting out in the mainstream media.
That's a great story to share.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Roger Parmenter in Ames, Iowa, when he wanted to apply for a radio license. He really wanted to have organic farmers start the license. It also makes me think of Jim Hightower, former agricultural
ag commissioner in Texas.
Texas, and he brought like brought blueberry farming, you know, little niche things to Texas, which was kind of interesting. Anyway, yeah, that's very stimulating ideas.
Jan Goodman from KPFK just joining you.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
Sorry I'm so late. If I am late, I'm not 100% sure.
Well, we've gone over the open mic period that we had originally set aside, but welcome anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for
continue on wherever you are.
Okay. I wanted, unless there's a further contribution from the affiliates, if we could at least generally hit the agenda that we had, and I'm anxious to begin thinking about reconstituting our committees and seeing if we can't recruit people to participate on those.
Well, first, I'd really like to thank each of the stations for coming tonight and sharing. It's been really valuable information and finding out ways in which we could move forward. So I certainly want to thank you all for sharing.
You're here.
Yes, thank you for making it available, too. This is a great forum to have. Thank you.
Wonderful. Would you be willing to do it on a quarterly basis or a semi-annual basis?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, there was some concern as to whether or not you all were up for doing it. I know, as the David and I, as the national board reps for the affiliates, don't feel that we're quite competent to represent the affiliates if we don't have any kind of conversation with affiliates. And while we can clearly bring our own affiliate experiences to bear, they are what they are, our own. And we need this kind of exchange. So if you'd like, we can start off attempting to do it on a quarterly basis, and if that proves to be too much, then we can cut back and get a better sense of what works for people. But
yeah,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead. I'll wait till you're finished.
I really do appreciate your responding, and as I said at the outset, I looked forward to tonight's meeting. Because of the responses that we had gotten. Go ahead, Ursula.
Before our guests leave, I just would like to have a moment to say something about each of them, because every station that has joined us tonight is really an extraordinary station. And, I want to acknowledge their specialness. WHUS is a very, very old affiliate of Pacifica. They've been with us forever, it seems. And, have been, holding up the mission in Connecticut for a long time and are really doing now groundbreaking work, not only online in terms of online services, in terms of communicating with their audience online, but also in terms of involvement with community, which is really, I think, kind of groundbreaking work they're doing that can really bring a lot to the rest of the network. KUGS out west, Jamie's station, is really a really extraordinary station in its ability to train people. It's a station which is geared towards basically moving people through instead of holding on. So they're like the ultimate decluttered station. They just have really made an art form out of how to bring people into the station, turn them into radio people, and then let them move on through. And
it's really like one of the stations in our network that is flourishing because they've become so good at what they do and have really got it down to science and have a very kind of peaceful and functional glow that they are able to maintain. And KMUD is like a soulmate to Pacifica. I mean, KMUD is the station when the struggle happened, called first, you know, and said, you know, we're with you. And, you know, they carried a lot of water for Pacifica during the struggle. They really did their part, and they just continue to be, you know, almost like relatives. They're just so close to us in terms of what they do and how they see things. And Marianne actually comes from a station in Chico, California, prior to this, in LPFM, that is really doing the hard work of being out there, you know, in an area where it's much more difficult to do community radio. You're in Chico, right?
It's the Low Power in Oroville.
Oroville.
Yeah.
We're in Oroville,
thanks.
Exactly. I got it wrong. And so Mary
how
really,
do you spell Orego?
Oroville.
Oroville. Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. And so, and Heather is, you know, from our station in the South. you know, they are our station in the South. They've been, and I don't know if some of you remember Yvonne Dooley. It was Yvonne Dooley's station. And it was really Yvonne who said to me, you know, Ursula, you know, we need neighbors in the South. So please go out and find radio stations when the NCE filing window happens. So it was really WRFG that gave us the ability to do Radio South because Heather provided, even had already died by then, but Heather provided the list of people to get us started and really jump-started that initiative. So they really are, you know, our heavyweights down south. And I think that's all the people that were on the call. Did I miss anybody? I think that's it. So I just wanted to express this because these are just really extraordinary stations that, you know, just play a really powerful role in the network and wanted to just say a word about them and thank you for coming.
Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you,
Ursula.
Yeah. And thank you all again for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Likewise.
And we'll look forward to continuing this discussion and hope that you'll become more active with the task force.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for opening the door. Thank you, Teresa. Thanks, Ursula, for all the good work. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was great.
Yeah, and maybe the people that we had hoped, some additional people that we hoped would be here, maybe they can be here next time. I was really looking forward to talking to the people in Bisbee and Spokane and Seattle, too.
Yeah, well.
Great.
We'll get them next time.
I always say the people who can best contribute and benefit are the people who appear. So I'm always pleased with the turnout. So I'm really grateful of the people that took the time and that it that they were so engaged. We wound up going for an hour instead of the 30 minutes that we had originally talked about. So I'm glad that that was that you all indulged me in that idea, and I hope that we can strengthen it and make it grow and turn it into a larger force within the movement, especially when we start looking for candidates to run for the board. It's important that we have a good, solid, diverse, viable pool of candidates. And this isn't a position that I feel like that I have to hold for life or even the maximum term limit. So that's an other part of it.